This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is episode 32 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Akshay Mathur.
So today's episode is brought to you by T-Fury. You go to tfury.destinypizzas.com. You buy the shirt. That shirt is only sold that day, unless it gets voted back and then it's in the gallery and you pay a little bit more for it. But then you don't have to, you're not under pressure. Sometimes 24 hours is too short to make a brash decision on a t-shirt. Those kind of decisions can live with you for a while. Right, Akshay?
Oh, yeah.
When you buy a t-shirt, you're like,
I really hope it fits.
Yeah, I hope it fits. I hope I like the design.
Hope it looks good on me.
Yeah,
I hope. It's not a difficult thing, though.
I hope it's not a current reference and stuff like that. So, Saturday, for you Whovians out there, is the 50th anniversary.
I love Whoville. Oh.
Not that.
Dr. Seuss. Yeah.
Okay.
They're Doctor Who. Close. Doctor Who, not Dr. Seuss. Someone should have done that mashup.
Dr. Seuss and Dr.
Whoville and coming. The Whovians.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect. So there's two shirts on Saturday. One says traveling through space and time, and it has a 50 on the TARDIS. The other one is a doctor in a TARDIS surrounded by all 12 doctors. So you can buy either of those shirts. And if you buy either of those shirts, you get a 3D mini poster and glasses with every order. So that's pretty cool. On Monday, they have a shirt that says The Evolving X-Mon, and it's X-Men themed and also Pokemon themed. So Psyduck is Professor Xavier, Pikachu is Storm, and Squirtle is... I don't know who Squirtle is supposed to be.
I don't know who controls water.
Or ice?
Is it ice? Iceman?
Yeah.
It's probably Iceman.
Okay. Tuesday,
whoa.
Two Ghostbusters t-shirts. One says, who are you going to call? And it looks pretty awesome. You see the Stay Puft Man, and you see Slimer, and you see the Devil Dogs, and you see the two, what are the guns called? Phasers, right?
I don't know. They cross the streams, but I don't know. They're called something.
Plasma. No, I don't know. So, and then the other shirt, because it's a Tuesday, so you have the two shirts again, is the other one says Ghost Tales, and it looks like an old comic book, and it's a Stay Puft Man, and you see the building, and you see the silhouettes of the four guys on top of it. And it says Attack of the Marshmallow Terror. Wednesday is a mashup between Speed Racer and our favorite bounty hunter in the galaxy, Boba Fett. And it says Bounty Hunter in the Speed Racer font, and it's Boba Fett posed like Speed Racer with a Slave One behind him, just like the Mark V would normally be. So go to tfury.destinypizzas.com, buy a shirt, wear the shirt, get compliments, the end. No, repeat. Just keep on doing it every day.
And then profit.
One day, maybe you'll get a job like that. Someone's like, oh, you know your pop culture. Come work for our evil company so we can sell the kids. That might be a possibility.
That could happen.
It's a sound business plan right there.
And then you can take down the company and be like, secretly, while you're working.
Be a mole undercover.
Yeah, like you can take down Big Tobacco, unless Big Tobacco wants to sponsor our podcast, in which you email sponsor@destinypizzas.com and we'll look at the offer. But yeah, we're not going to be sponsored by Big Tobacco, just so you guys know.
Never say never.
Yeah, never. If the money's right. So let's just get into it. Some superhero news this week. And if only this was real. Like, we had real superhero news.
I know.
Or like Spider-Man was swinging by.
Superman came and he saved everybody. And yeah. Also a lot of people died.
And he didn't care about those people. Luke Cage, Idris Elba was in talks with Marvel about playing Luke Cage for the Netflix deal.
Oh.
Man, this guy, everywhere. I saw a commercial.
I feel like they've been trying to get him as somebody for, like, didn't they talk about him as Black Panther too? Yeah, he rumored that, like, I
don't
somewhere.
Know if, well, I'm not sure if he was rumored or if we did. We said we'd want to see him.
Probably both.
I mix those up. Mean, yeah, probably both. They probably some blog probably listened to our podcast and was like, "Oh, these guys are too lazy to write anything."
Exactly.
I'm just gonna write it. I'm gonna backdate it a little bit before the podcast came out.
Look, first,
and yeah, they're gonna look like idiots. But I'm excited though. Idris Elba. I saw a commercial for him in the new Nelson Mandela movie. He's supposed to play Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
That movie looks so badass. I didn't know Nelson Mandela dealt with guns and stuff. Like, the South African Revolution was a very violent one.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of revolution movies, I think of the Indian, like Gandhi and peaceful stuff, which is very boring. Yeah. There's no action. Which is why kids these days don't give a shit about Gandhi's revolution in India, I think. They want to see the violent ones. Like the American Revolution.
The French Revolution.
The French Revolution.
Which is all we ever learned about in school. People.
Yeah, I feel like...
Then we're done.
I feel like AP European History was might well have just been called French Revolution because like we watched that damn documentary so many times. I feel like we saw that same documentary twice, or that documentary was poorly made and just used the same clips over and over again with people talking in between them.
I don't remember this documentary at all.
Oh, I remember the guy who played Robespierre looked like a nerd. He looked really nerdy, so I called him a Trekkie. And I was like, because I was making fun of it the whole time because I didn't care about that class. So I was like, this whole revolution is about people who are pro Star Trek.
It's about bread.
And people who are pro Star Wars.
It's about, you're supposed to give them cake.
Yeah, but every revolution is about bread.
Bread.
So bread. Anyways, yeah, Idris Elba looks awesome. In,
yeah.
He looks awesome in that. He was awesome in Thor, The Dark World.
Pacific Rim.
He was awesome in Pacific Rim. You wouldn't even know he was a British actor. He has an English accent.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Hmm. I don't know. What's his accent in Thor? It's like.
Oh, I guess it's kind
of godlike.
It's probably British. Like, they all speak British.
They all speak. Yeah, I can't.
Any, like, apparently, if you're alien or you're like a bad guy, you got to speak with a weird accent.
Yeah,
that's the rule. But this news, it shows me because these talks couldn't have been recent. They probably were a while ago.
Yeah,
which is weird because that means they've been thinking about making these shows or whatever longer than I thought they would have been.
I assume
these... Or maybe they're thinking of movies. I don't know.
These talks... Yeah, I think maybe it could have been a movie at that time. We don't know like what they were planning on doing with Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that it might have been happening after Thor 1 because I guess it's a spoiler, but if you've seen the trailer for Thor 2, he's in the trailer. And a lot of people assumed he died in Thor 1.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone... Like,
well, I kind of thought he did.
But... Yeah, I did as well. So like...
But that's
and everyone I talked to was like, oh, I thought he was dead.
Well, that's the same thing you could have said about Loki after Thor 1. You're like, oh, I assume he died because he went in that weird vortex.
Yeah, you could have said that. But then you didn't watch The Avengers.
Yeah.
Idris Elba wasn't in The Avengers.
Was he not?
Maybe he was an extra. I don't know.
He's back there. He was somewhere. You just didn't see him.
He could have been in that movie, actually. There's like
they didn't show any Asgard.
No.
At all.
So, yeah.
Did you see the new S.H.I.E.L.D. with the...
I did not. I'm so behind on television this week. I didn't watch anything.
The crossover is cool.
Yeah. It was just I saw like a little bit of it and then...
Yeah.
I need to help someone
It was
else.
Just like, you could tell it's in the timeline after that happened pretty much. That's
like there... It's like
there's not much
the
connection,
Greenwich
but it's
library,
like...
Library, which is the library in the...
It's as much of a connection as like after the Avengers where they're cleaning up some stuff from... Avengers, the Chitauri and stuff.
Yeah.
It's that same kind of connection, pretty much.
Were they chasing down that dog thing?
I thought they were going to do that. Maybe they will do that. But you got to tell me what happens to it, that dog thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just runs amok in London.
They just let it go. And they're like, whoa, that's weird. I don't know what they're... I think like it was such a funny joke. I don't think they're going to address it, but...
It's like chasing birds.
But I'm really concerned for people out there.
Yeah,
I
got
to watch out.
So, and Sony is trying to capitalize just like Marvel. Marvel set the benchmark for it. DC or Warner Brothers is trying to replicate the whole expanded universe that Marvel did so well. Now Sony's looking to do the same thing with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because that's the only license they have.
It's what X-Men's been trying to do.
Yeah, X-Men's trying to do the same thing where he's like, oh, maybe we'll make X-Force movie.
Yeah. X-Force and another Wolverine. And
yeah, like, and like another Wolverine. And a Cable movie, because we have the rights to that guy. They're like, who do we have the rights to? Let's make that a
use
movie.
Them, yeah.
So Sony is doing, in my opinion, the dumbest thing. They're trying to expand the universe with spinoffs, but the only spinoffs they can really do are villains, and that's what they're trying to focus on. And it's bold. I'll admit that. It's a bold move because none of the other studios have done villain movies.
Mm-hmm. Sony's in a lot of trouble right now. They're like having investor problems with their Sony Entertainment Group. So
really,
this could be like a desperate attempt to
I think they're just new. Trying to capitalize on like post-Avengers movie industry, because now like superhero movies, as if they weren't profitable before, which they have been, they're extremely, like, people will know, like, oh, we can just make anything and make it a superhero movie and it'll
But is that true? Can you
make anything?
That's not
because
true.
Because they've had terrible X-Men movies, they've had terrible...
Well, like, I'm saying after the billion-dollar Avengers.
Oh, after... Well, like, what's the worst one since...
R.I.P.D.
Like, no one considers that.
That's
like
a comic book movie.
Yeah, there's comic book movies and then there's superhero movies.
Yeah.
They're different categories, like... Men in Black, a comic book movie, but it's not superhero. Yeah. It's not, people aren't putting those in the same category when, like, if you don't know that it's based on it, then it doesn't count because it has to be something people know it is, pretty
first
much.
First one since Avengers. That's, like, tough to say. I can't even think of any.
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been.
Man of Steel, I guess. Like,
which but it made so much money.
Yeah, it made so much money.
Well, that's the thing. Some of these bad ones even make money. That's why they're trying them. Because they know they'll get something.
Which we'll touch on a little bit later. There's like,
but it's going to eventually be where there's a lot more bad ones, too. Which is the problem. But I kind of like... I like the Spider-Man universe. I think... But they have to do it right.
Yeah, like, I understand if they did, like, a Black Cat movie and stuff.
That would be really cool.
Much better.
But the thing is...
But, like, focusing on villains and stuff, like, I don't think people want to watch a movie where the main character is killing people, unless they did it the right way.
Well, the one guy they could do it with is Venom, because they actually... They turn him into a good guy in the comics, too, for a little bit, because people liked him so much that they actually... I think they have stories where he's a good guy at
like,
some point.
He was so loved by the fans that Marvel decided to make him a good guy because they didn't want one of their most popular characters being a bad guy. This was like back in the 90s.
Yeah, so they made him kind of good.
And I think they also paid the guy who created him like $1,000 or $700 or something, because it was like a contest.
Oh, really?
To create a character, and Venom was the one that was chosen.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to do, because, like, they've been going anti-hero on the small screen, so it's kind of like, if they could do it on the big screen, I mean...
Well, I mean, like, Punisher also exists, which is a Marvel movie, but...
that's
like,
true.
They don't have the rights to that anymore. Like, Disney has the rights back for
that. Yeah, because Punisher's kind of like that, too. He's kind of bad.
But yeah,
they wouldn't be able to make one where you hate the guy the whole time and he's really bad. You gotta just take the angle where you see it from him.
In my opinion, the best tactic they could do, which is like a terrible tactic, I don't think it's thought out well on my end, is it would be a movie like Gotham PD is the show, where it's a movie that takes place in the Spider-Man universe, but it's not a superhero movie. Like, that's the best.
I don't know how, that's not interesting though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would have to be, if they really wanted to capitalize on it though, it would have to be a movie about, like, I don't know, I can't even think of one. Like, maybe the Oscorp. Like,
yeah, I know you could, like, I don't know how you'd do it.
The only way it'd be interesting is if it was a villain origin movie, and at the end, kind of like District 9, where at the end, the main character, whatever, the movie's old. It's the main character turns into, like, so, like, at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy through the whole
movie. And then he becomes a villain.
And then he becomes a villain in the last scene, and then you introduce that character in the next Spider-Man movie and bring him in.
I think that sounds like a good angle at it.
Yeah.
Where you go, yeah, because you're following the guy, you like the guy, some traumatic event happens.
Which that's the basis on every villain.
Exactly. Like, yeah, all the villains
have for the most part,
yeah, they
are
have a place
good. Like, even Sandman in Spider-Man 3, he's like a convict and stuff. He's a criminal, but he wants to go see his daughter exactly. and stuff like
you
that.
See
you can make a
him.
Movie
yeah.
of just him, and then like the end would be the where he lands in like
in
the
sand,
government
yeah.
testing thing.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a cool way to do it. But yeah, I would rather see like a Black Cat movie or something.
Yeah, like that's what makes sense.
But the cool thing I thought about Black Cat, which I referenced the 90s cartoon, but like she got her powers in that in the show. I don't know if it's in the comics or I don't know anything about her from the comics, but she got her powers from like the super soldier serum of Captain America.
I don't think they can even put that in the movie.
And they can't. They can't. But that was my favorite part about her is that she had like Captain America and her dad like memorized the formula or something. He was the only guy who knew it.
Oh, okay.
So he like the Kingpin made her made him test it on her to make sure it worked, and then they were using the same formula, so I thought that was pretty cool, but they wouldn't be able to do that at all.
No.
The crossover still is annoying, though, that all these rights just can't be in one person's hands.
Yeah. One day, hopefully.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I dream of that one day. I don't know how it works. Do they have to, like, not make a movie for a certain amount of time or something? I assume it's, like, a year thing. They're like, okay, this is going to be a cutoff year.
At a time has to tank, like, with their
yeah
product, which is hard to do. Because right now everyone's going at it and they're trying so hard to hold on just because they know the characters are popular if they use them the right way. So.
Here's what they should do. Disney Marvel, should create up a third-party studio that is technically disconnected, license or have that studio make really bad B-movies on these characters. So call them the Y-Men. Call them Bug Boy.
That wouldn't work.
And then have those movies, like, spend a good amount of money on them, and then have those movies tank and tarnish superheroes, and then release
it.
I don't think that would work.
Bug's Life and that
Ants.
Well, that was DreamWorks, and Ants was a better movie too.
Ants was a good movie.
Ants was like even better than Rotten Tomatoes and stuff.
Then they'd hurt their own brand.
Yeah. No, well, like you can't be connected. That's why it has to be disconnected.
Yeah, but
and
yeah.
then they
but
have
they
to
would
release,
hurt the Disney.
No, then they have to release something like Avengers 2, like
and just kick ass.
Yeah,
like something amazing, yeah. And then the companies will be like, we're not gonna make money or. We're not going to risk making another superhero movie.
Sabotage.
Sure. I mean, it'll happen eventually. There's no way, like, these superhero movies, something's going to happen, but
I dream of the day where, like, I don't know, Avengers 17, Dr. Doom is the bad guy. I dream of that day.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, actually, I'd like it to be, like, Avengers 3, but that's unrealistic.
But the thing is, because Disney owns all the TV rights to all these Marvel characters. Yeah. So, in a way, they're promoting Spider-Man. They're promoting the movies because they have the cartoons of those characters. In like, even in the Avengers
like
show
like Superhero
and stuff.
Squad and stuff like that.
Yeah, right? they're already promoting those characters. So, in an essence, they're promoting like other studios for their movies because they have the rights to the characters on like in the cartoons and stuff. And that's where they're getting all the like the kids to go and stuff. They still got a lot of older people going.
That'd be actually really funny if like when Spider-Man 2 comes out, like they just Spider-Man disappears from the cartoon for a while, like that season.
Yeah, he's just
leading up to it. There's like no Spider-Man in the whole cartoon.
They're like, what? He's just off, and then because they don't want
to
help.
Yeah, they're like they're just trying not to help. He's like, oh, sorry, I've got to go handle something in Manhattan, and then like the rest of the Avengers are still working together. On something else, they're like, man, we missed Spider. I wonder when that guy's going to come back.
That's funny.
That's what they should
But the truth is that they don't care. Like,
I
feel like everyone else is concerned with what Disney's doing with these Marvel movies.
More than Disney.
But, no one else, it doesn't work the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like, Disney doesn't care what anybody else is doing. They don't care about Batman and Superman because they already got their own thing. So they're
That's
not
really successful.
Yeah, so they're not scared of anything where these guys are like, they keep making these good movies and then we make a terrible one. We're going to lose out somehow. They're just like paranoid. That's why they're doing all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's like that quote. What's that quote? Like a lion doesn't care about the opinion of a sheep. In this situation, like Disney is the lion and all the other studios are sheep trying to like look at what the lion's doing and you don't give a shit. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like so far above them right now.
Yeah, they're like,
it doesn't matter.
We're on top right now. We don't care what's going on. Like, these other studios are worried about their movies. We're not really worried about
exactly.
our movies.
Like, they got new content thrown out like
constantly,
and they don't care because like people don't know this character. We'll make it cool. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We'll make sure they do know at the end of the day. Exactly. They're like, did you see what we did with Iron Man? That guy was a joke.
Exactly.
So yeah, we'll see how it works out or works out. And then speaking of Batman vs Superman, though, Warner Brothers registered a bunch of domains, and they registered even more than this, but they were like shortened versions of the ones I'm going to say. So a lot of people think this is going to be the new title because Batman vs Superman is not the title of the movie.
No,
because it's technically a Man of Steel movie. At the end of the day, so I'm going to read through some of the titles. There's 8, and then we'll discuss which ones we think are the best. Man of Steel, Battle of the Night. Man of Steel, Beyond Darkness. Man of Steel, Black of Night. Man of Steel, Darkness Falls.
You gotta tell them that these knights are the K.
Yeah, with a K. Just so you guys...
See, it's a pun.
Except for one of them.
Yeah. Man of Steel, Night Falls. Oh, wait, did I say Darkness Falls yet? No. Man of Steel, Darkness Falls. Man of Steel, Shadow of the Night. Man of Steel, The Blackest Hour. And Man of Steel, The Darkness Within. Now, I don't like most of... Stop. I don't like any of these, really.
Get them out of here.
I told you...
There's too much darkness.
I like the last one, that's about it.
The Darkness Within?
But that sounds like Star Trek.
And they could have called that the first one and just been Man of Steel, the darkest Superman movie you've ever seen.
Why don't they just call it Man of Steel Into Darkness?
Yeah. Man of Steel.
Be like, this is not Star Trek, but...
Yeah, I don't like any of these ones except for the last one, but...
Okay, I have a problem with The Blackest Hour.
What's your problem with it?
It sounds like a 70s movie spoof of another movie, like Black to the Future, or...
I want to watch that movie.
The Blackest Hour.
The Blackest Hour.
I want to see the Blackest
Hour. Black to the Future.
Black to the Future.
I want to see that movie too, or, actually.
What was it? Like the Black Wizard of Oz or whatever? It was like the Wizard of Oz movie, but it was an all-black cast. Mm-hmm. Which was a real thing. Black to the Future wasn't a real thing.
Blackfist
Make
Club.
Make it now.
The Blackfist Club. Yeah, exactly. That would have been... Actually, that would be a much more interesting movie.
Yeah, they didn't have any black people in
that movie. I can't do one. Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, that's a hard one to do.
Yeah.
I mean, The Black Knight already...
Exactly.
It's already Martin Lawrence.
I like that movie too.
But like Night Falls, you can't do that because it's too close to Nightfall, which is a story arc in Batman. And
it's a video game. No, it's not. That's Nightfire. Sorry.
That was an awesome video game though. We were talking about that game yesterday. Yeah. And Blackest Night isn't there, but that's also another story arc, and The Blackest Hour is kind of close to that. I don't know,
I think on that...
The Last Kryptonian. I told you, Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Man of Steel, The Last Kryptonian.
No, I would prefer them just calling it The Last Kryptonian.
I want them to take Man of Steel out.
Yeah, I kind of want Man of Steel out of the title.
Were you tired of, like, Dark Knight?
No, but they started with Batman Begins.
Yeah, which I think,
I like that.
I think if they redid that, I think they would have called it,
if they called the first one The Last...
The Dark Knight Rises, The Dark Knight, and then The Dark Knight Returns. I think if they redid the Batman series, if that Christopher Nolan didn't exist and he had to do that job now, they wouldn't have called the first one Batman Begins.
They probably would have, but I prefer it that way. I like when they change the title. Rises, that was fine with me too, but now if I had to redo this, I think I would call the first movie The Last Kryptonian, and then call the next movie The Man of Steel. Because I feel like... Because I feel like leading into, like, Last Kryptonian, okay,
He's not Last Kryptonian. Now he's the Last Kryptonian.
Yeah, at the end of the movie. By the end of the movie, he's the Last Kryptonian. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You call it The Last Kryptonian, because...
Because he becomes the Last Kryptonian
In the movie. So
In the beginning, you assume he's the Last Kryptonian, kind of. And then you find out he's not the Last Kryptonian, and then...
Exactly.
That's actually a better idea but, than my idea.
And then, yeah, and then...
and then call this one Man of Steel because he is Superman now. Yeah, because
he wasn't at Superman before. Yeah. Like, they didn't... They just barely called him Superman in that movie. So now he would become Superman. So if I had to redo it, I'd do that. But they're just... I don't know, all these titles. I don't know. Because then you call the next Man of Steel, like...
Superman.
Something else. I don't know.
Man of Steel. The... I don't know. Man... Honestly, I'm tired of them doing all this.
They don't have
stupid...
enough titles for the third movie. It's it.
Well, they ran out of, like, I'm tired of them referring to their characters as other things. Like, they don't do that. Marvel doesn't do this for a reason. It's not like you saw. I can't even. Like, it's not like they titled
Captain America or something else.
Yeah, it's not like they titled it Captain America. They called it Captain America the First Avenger, but it's not like they just changed Captain America's title to only the First Avenger and you're not going to go watch that movie. Mm-hmm. I do understand Man of Steel and The Dark Knight have a heavier weight.
I do like those names. It's just
but are they going to do that for everything?
Wonder Woman, that's the thing, they can't do. They're not going to
like, are they
going to
make a
Flash,
Robin movie called The Boy Wonder?
No, they're not going to do any. I would think this is where they would stop, but I may
like
be giving
Arrow
too much
and
credit.
Green Arrow is far enough stretch for me.
That's true. Arrow, I wouldn't know who they're talking about.
Yeah.
So. Which is, they have that show.
So. What's, like, what are they going to call the Justice League? Like,
they'll call it the Justice League. There's no way. They don't have to get fancy on some of this stuff. It's just weird because it's Man of Steel and then Batman at the sequel. It's weird.
Yeah.
The whole concept. I just want to see the screen time split between Batman and Superman. I'm still interested in what...
Down to the minute. I want to know how many minutes each character
Who's getting
gets.
Paid more? What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, Ben Affleck is definitely getting paid more.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Henry Cavill's a nobody.
You're right. They had to force Ben Affleck to be Batman.
But, like, I think these titles are so...
Yeah, but we don't know these are the titles, so we could...
Like, if they make an Aquaman movie, are they going to call him, like, King of Atlantis?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think about that one, but they could do that one.
Yeah, like, it's that almost that stretch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of it. I get it.
That's the problem with the dark... Like, they take their formula and they keep...
And they just...
They keep using it.
They press Control V.
You gotta reinvent.
Or Command V.
They're not doing reinventing. They're going like, okay, Dark Knight, dark, that was popular. Man of Steel, let's make it dark. And, like, they're going off a formula where you gotta... Come up with your own idea and keep changing it. You can't keep it. You can't go off the same thing every time.
Oh, and then also, while Warner Brothers was registering domains, after I saw this article, I was like, maybe I should register a domain. So, lastkryptonian.com, I own it. Nice. So, Warner Brothers, if you want to buy it from me,
$500,000.
How's like way more than that, like $2 million.
Yeah,
and or give me a role in the movie as like a Wayne Corp person, like a
Wayne Corp person,
like
the accountant,
a board member.
Are we
no get... whoa no way
You think we'll get Alfred in this movie?
No,
probably not. Yeah, right. Probably won't get,
but I forgot who. Someone said they wanted to be Alfred. I remember.
Hmm.
That was like a,
I remember Tom Hanks said he didn't want to be Alfred.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of the dark titles. Just, well, I mean, Into Darkness, The Dark World,
The Girl with the Lasso of Truth, the Wonder Woman movie.
No, they're not gonna do that. Invisible Plane,
Invisible Jet.
She can fly, but she still has a jet.
The Amazonian.
No, I think they're done with the
Queen of the Amazon, like Wonder Woman. That's what I would call
it.
Nobody has
enough weight to do it. No other name. Like, you identify. Well, people didn't know The Dark Knight, really.
Yeah.
I don't think. But Batman's so big, it didn't matter. So.
They should have just called it The Dark Knight Begins. The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Ends.
I don't like that.
Not even The Dark Knight Returns.
I prefer how it is now.
Huh?
I prefer how it is now. I like Batman Begins. I don't know. I just like it. Maybe the alliteration. Just
see, while they're doing this, though, like Thor, they did well. But like Iron Man, they kind of like wrote themselves into the corner. Because like, do you want to see Iron Man 4? Do you want to see Iron Man 5?
Yes.
Do you want to, or would you see like Iron Man?
Oh, the numbers.
Yeah, no. they have the numbers. The see, like that's what they did well with Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Well, I bet you if they do make a new Iron Man, they won't call it Iron Man 4. There's no way. That's 4 is too. Like when you're getting to 4s, it's just getting ridiculous. The Winter Soldier and the way they did the other movies is way better.
Here's an idea for you, Marvel. How about Iron Man, Demon in a Bottle? Perfect. Done.
All right. Do it.
Done. And then you just have Robert Downey Jr. an alcoholic the whole movie. That's all I want to see. I want to see that movie.
It's called his life.
Yeah. It's called his early years.
Yeah. His earlier life.
So yeah, I guess we'll move on from this title thing. Here's a sigh of relief for everyone. Adam Driver denies rumors of Nightwing. Hopefully it's true. Because as we discussed last week, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we were not fans of his for being Nightwing. Do you know who this guy is? Not sure.
Nope.
I don't even know who he is, but he has a weird face.
He has a very strange face for Nightwing.
Is it too bright?
Too bright. It's just weird looking.
It's just.
I mean, I can't talk.
It's just a. It doesn't look like Nightwing.
Compared to like,
that guy doesn't.
I don't. You've got the perfect face for radio.
No, fuck you.
If that guy.
What the hell?
Yeah. When you see his face, you're like, that's not Nightwing.
You're like, actually, he looks a lot like you, Drew. Wait, hold on. Darken him up. You might. Oh no.
No, get him away.
He's permanently on our screen.
This is my nightmare.
That's messed up. But yeah, no. I don't know. I see him as a bad guy.
Yeah, I see a bad guy too. He could be a bad guy.
He could be Red Hood, and then we don't have to see his face.
We don't see anybody's
his
face.
His weapon
really.
Is his face. He just takes it off.
He's just like, ah!
Oh, he was in Lincoln,
so
apparently.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's what I just saw that too.
Who was he in Lincoln?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. One of the degenerate, like.
He's one of the congressmen, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's all that we're in the movie, congressman. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in there for some reason.
There was a couple of slaves.
You think he was a slave?
Not a slave. There was a couple of like soldiers.
Jesus Christ. He's like a white guy. I guarantee he's like, I'm the only white slave. Oh, no. I'm just here to show you how screwed up the whole system is, you guys.
That's crazy.
He's not on the initial casting. You have to see the full cast to find his
probably,
name.
He's probably extra. It's like, oh, he's famous now. Put him in there.
Command F.
Doesn't matter.
Samuel Beckwith. Does that name?
It doesn't help. He was a congressman. That sounds like a congressman's name.
Of course, there's no photo.
Look this up. Samuel Beckwith.
Anywho. So, yeah, he's not going to be Nightwing, hopefully. But Sounds good. Warner Brothers has been registering a lot of trademarks, and people think it has to do with Nightwing.
Like what? What do you mean? I mean, I think they're going to put Nightwing in the movie. That's smart and cool.
Oh, I guess
I'd like to see a Nightwing movie. That'd be cool, too.
They just trademarked Nightwing itself. This is the comic book logo.
Why do I have to trademark the name?
So, like, no one else can use it, but...
Isn't it already trademarked by them having the rights to all the characters? I don't know how it works.
I don't want to get into the... But, like, Warner Brothers earlier, they, like, after when they first announced that new movie, the Harry Potter one, mm-hmm. What was it? The Book of Beasts or whatever the hell it's called?
Oh.
Don't tell me. So,
tell me.
They also trademarked Beetle the Bard and Windburner Wasps or whatever, and Quidditch Through the Ages.
Oh, yeah.
So they went through and like trademarked a bunch of stuff. So, like.
But you have to have the rights to do that or something. Because.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't trademark it if I don't own those things. But people could. I could have made profit if I made those things before. I don't know.
Oh, it's just so, like, you don't have to have a lawsuit anyways later on. So, like, Because sometimes if, say, like, Sony trademarked it for something else, and like, oh, no, this is our Nightwing movie. It's about an owl.
Yeah.
Like, then they would have to, like, go sue them, and then they couldn't have it in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so Samuel Beckwith, Michael, was the telegrapher who transmitted the news of Lincoln's death after he
died. Oh, okay.
And then he was famous because he served under...
So that's a very tiny part of the movie.
Ulysses Grant later on.
Yeah, insignificant.
Yeah.
You want to know who was another telegraph?
He's got a face for telegraphs.
You know who was also another message carrier in war? Who was also insignificant?
Paul Revere.
Who?
Paul Revere.
I guess...
The British are coming.
Hitler.
What?
Because he was a message carrier in World War One.
Oh. So insignificant.
Yeah. That guy. I don't know why I said insignificant for that one. I'm just trying to make us forget about how terrible of a person... I guess we should never forget. That's the whole thing.
Never they say. Forget.
Yeah. Anyways.
Never forget the owl.
Adam Driver... Hopefully he's telling the truth. Is all I can say. And hopefully they don't cast any of those other people. Maybe they should have a brown Nightwing. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
I know a guy who could do pretty good at that.
Yeah, me too.
I just want a dude that if I look into his face, he can kick somebody's ass. That's all I want to see is that he can kick somebody's ass.
Okay, well, what about Kick-Ass, the guy who plays Kick-Ass? When you look at his face, do you think he can kick someone's ass?
Well, that's the point,
ass?
Though.
Oh, well, yeah, but when he's got his mask on. Dude, he got buff and jacked.
This guy's supposed to be an acrobat.
Yeah, oh, that's true. He's not supposed to be a huge. He's supposed to be able to do flips and stuff.
He's a Grayson after all.
That's true.
Or maybe they'll just call him Robin.
The Flying Grayson. What's your name, Nightwing? Robin.
I like your normal name better. Robin. God damn it.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Oh, man.
Come on. Like, how many people are enjoying that? If they don't know his name's Dick Grayson, if they don't know Robin's Dick Grayson,
how many people are enjoying the movie as a whole?
Yeah.
Who's this Bane guy?
Yeah, who's enjoying that it's like, oh, Robin? Like, who are those people that are like, I don't know who Dick Grayson is, but I know who Robin is. So
they're like, oh, my God. I guess that's a lot of people, but... Those are the people.
But the people that are going to enjoy it more...
This is what I think people were saying in the theater, is that... enjoyed that we're like, oh my god, he's an orphan also. He knew Batman was Bruce Wayne and his name is Robin. What a coincidence.
But it was like when we watched, I won't say his name, but when we were watching The Dark Knight, when I was sitting there with someone and they told me as soon as Harvey Dent came out of thing and had like his face broken, he's like, That's Two-Face. He's Two-Face. I was like, yeah, it's Harvey Dent. He's the lawyer. He's the DA. He becomes Two-Face. He's like, that's Two-Face. He was shocked that Two-Face was like...
What are the person's initials?
RM.
Okay.
He's like, Two-Face. That's Two-Face.
Yeah, that's what he would say.
I was like, wow, really? Like,
Ricardo Montalban saw that movie with us?
He couldn't get over the fact that...
Yeah.
It was.
I remember
was
that
Two-Face
now.
And I was like,
I think he was saying that when we left the theater.
He kept saying it. He was shocked. Like, he was like, "But Two-Face."
I wish we should have rewatched Batman Begins with him and be like, "That's Batman."
He becomes Batman. Well, you in Enterprise it? In the beginning, he's not robbing. He's stealing his own stuff.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Oh man. So,
Ra's al Ghul was Liam Neeson the whole time.
Oh, speaking of Ra's al Ghul. His other daughter, I forgot her name.
He has another daughter?
Yeah.
Did not know
this. Is going to be in Arrow. I believe either Arrow or Flash.
They're like the same universe, right?
Yeah. So, something to look out for. Ant-Man. Edgar Wright says people will be surprised by it. Don't know what that means.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of hype and I'm pretty excited already.
I'm really excited.
I've never been attaching.
Is what he's
yeah, is that what he's saying? Because everything I've heard is good. I don't hear anybody hesitant.
Well, I think
about
like when they see the movie, they're gonna be like, "Oh, this isn't like the rest of them." Like
the rest of the it's gonna be like a comedy-ish, action comedy-ish.
Yeah,
more so. It's gonna be more funny than like the iron, like the strict bits where they actually like you can see they're putting bits in the movie, where this will be more funny. If that makes sense, I'm guessing.
Speaking of funny movies, I had a dream about Jamie Alexander last night, and it was awesome.
Just thought I'd add that. That speaks of funny movies.
Well, because I was thinking of Thor.
Unrelated.
Yeah. Thor: The Dark World was kind of funny.
The Dark World.
That one, I can't get that scene out of my head. It still bothers me in Thor: The Dark World. I think it's the only scene I had a problem with in the whole movie.
What thing? Don't spoil it. What?
You're like, don't spoil it. What is it?
it's not a spoiler.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's like,
not long enough.
It's the scene where they look at each other.
Who?
Jane Foster and whatever, Jamie Alexander.
Oh yeah.
And they never carried on with that part.
Like, yeah, they should have had a whole set. Like,
I feel like there's gonna be a deleted scene or something. Do they have deleted scenes on these DVDs?
Yeah, they have deleted scenes. Like the whole in the Avengers, they had a whole Captain America thing.
He's
walking through the city.
Like, luckily, with those, they edited out like a whole thing. They like take out a whole part of the movie.
Yeah, it's like a whole chunk of it. Instead of like
one, I think when you watch like Star Wars Episode One, when I first got that on DVD, there was like 5 deleted scenes, and they're like randomly throughout the movie.
Yeah,
of course they're unnecessary, but like,
it was a lot of that movie. Yeah.
Did you watch the entire thing from the Star Wars deleted scene? Not deleted scene, but that video.
The 30 minutes of the found. Droid.
Yeah, I watched that entire thing. Oh my god!
You watched the whole thing? Yeah. Why would you do that? Good?
No, it was so boring.
Yeah, I watched like the 5 minute clips that they showed. There was like, Yoda's from a different angle.
There's like a 30 second clip of R2-D2 repairing a rudimentary X-wing.
It was like 15 minutes of Yoda dying. It was oh my god.
It's cool because it's never been seen before, but like, I wouldn't.
I didn't enjoy it. Okay,
you don't have to sit down and watch.
Yeah, it was just.
But then again, I would have done it too if I actually found it. I would be like, I'm probably gonna watch this right now.
Let's see. The Wolverine. I found this out. The extended cut has a lot of swear words.
Dude, the movie itself had a lot of swear words. Actually.
Did you watch the extended cut or did you watch the original cut?
Oh, I don't even know.
Exactly. So, like, apparently this extended cut has a lot of swear words and a lot more blood, and it makes it, like, if they use the extended cut, that's the most explicit X-Men movie ever made.
Would it be rated R?
Definitely makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Could definitely make this movie rated R. Like, I thought, maybe I did watch the extended version, I'm not sure. But, like, it's kind of what it looked like it was going for, because...
Wait, didn't you see it in theaters?
No. But, I don't know. It was going for something else other than an X-Men movie. It was going for something else.
Well, like you said, you're like, it's barely like an X-Men movie.
Yeah, it's not quite there. I don't know what it was going. It felt more like just an action-y. If you didn't know that was Wolverine, it'd be the same thing.
I can figure it out if you watch the extended cut or not. Did you see the yellow suit in the movie?
No.
Oh, I think you didn't watch.
That's in the movie. I probably
did. The yellow suit in the movie.
Like, I feel like they had a lot of cussing in Wolverine. Right? Yeah.
You saw it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters, but...
I know you, like, fell asleep or something.
Yeah, I fell asleep at the end.
Yeah. Well, the end was the best part.
I couldn't handle it.
The very end.
So, more Wolverine news. They said the next Wolverine movie is going to be purely based off a comic book's arc.
Okay, that's good.
Which, this one was, like, pieced together like they do with The Dark Knight and all
that. Yeah. But
like they do
that's
with
better,
all,
but...
all the movies.
It's like an original...
It's like it's almost like a straight up adaptation instead of like trying to do either an original one or piece together from a bunch of different pieces. Mm-hmm. Like
Iron
Man 2
like,
had that problem.
I'm not a big fan of piecing together a bunch of stuff.
And I'm not really a big fan of the original. Like proof that the original doesn't work out always is Iron Man 2. They had a villain that they never had before.
Mm.
And it was
But sometimes it works out like I don't know. Sometimes it's good. They just have to be good with it. They have to be creative. But I don't know. Like I don't need another Wolverine movie. But if I hear
if
good
you have
things,
to have one.
If we have to have one, that's the way you want to do it.
Yeah. And then last news is The Flash is for The Flash, the new TV show. Originally, they were going to do an episode of Arrow, where The Flash is the main character, so they pretty much like drop it on you that you're watching the pilot. This case, you'll see the character, he'll appear in Arrow, and then we'll see his own pilot episode.
Oh, I thought that was the plan all along.
No, like before they were just going to do like an episode that was just based on the Flash, like from his viewpoint.
That would have been confusing. It's called like a backdoor pilot. And they were still going to make a new... What shows have they done that before?
They do it with spinoffs sometimes where like I didn't look into it. Oh, yeah.
But I feel like they do a pilot and then they like show the first 5 minutes or something of like similar to the old show and they go right into it.
This one they were going to do like drop it on you and then hopefully at the end it'll say like The Flash or whatever and then they'll probably have a lot of ads throughout.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm not used to a lot of simultaneous
spinoffs.
Like usually when I think of a spinoff.
Like even like some people say like The Office and Parks and Rec, but like Parks and Rec isn't a spinoff.
No.
Because Rashida Jones' character is different in both of those.
Yeah.
And there's no crossover between them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty different shows actually.
Yeah.
I mean at the workplace they do the interviews, it's the same concept.
But it's like I think it's the same writers and everything.
Probably. But it's just they're working at a different place. I mean just the same, it's just in the same genre,
yeah.
I'd call it. They don't exist in the same universe. There are rules.
Yeah.
Whether people want to think there are or not, there are rules.
Okay, now on to some Star Wars news. The open audition script got leaked. So this is the online audition. So they're having online auditions as well as open auditions.
Let's do it right now.
So I'm going to be Thomas. You want to be Rachel, lecturer?
Okay.
Yes, he said
it. Because I already
you already said let's do it, and it's already done.
How about we just change the characters' names into...
I'll be R2-D2, but I'm not going to say any of my lines. I'm not going to say my lines.
We're just going to change it to Dhruv, and actually...
It doesn't matter who it is. You're not going to say your name.
No, just one time I have to say Uxher.
Oh. Okay, just say Uxher.
Okay. Then. Uxher, thanks for coming to get me.
Family has to stick together, right?
He starts to rise. He grabs her hand, dead serious. Listen, if I don't make it, but if I don't, before he can finish, she drops down next to him and looks him dead in the eye.
You're not going to die. I forbid it, okay?
Okay.
Beep, boop, beep, boop,
boop. No. They're supposed to be related. I feel like they're going for the whole, like,
the Luke and Leia
thing. Yeah.
They're like, wait a second. What was good about the original Star Wars? It was the incest.
Yeah, the incest was best. And I don't know. But I was like, I could totally be Thomas.
Who the fuck are these people?
Well, they just
trailed. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I'm assuming it's Jason and his sister. Jason Solo.
No, because they said it might not be a Solo or Skywalker main character, so we don't even know.
Hmm.
But these auditions might be useless because... According to the Hillsdale College newspaper, one of their students was already gotten the role.
Hmm.
But then the article was later deleted, so either the article was very true and they said too much, or it wasn't true at all. So apparently this kid went to one of the auditions. He got called back in a group of... Or he was in like a group of six or something. He got called back, and that's when they offered it to him, straight up. But he didn't meet J.J. Abrams, apparently. So, I don't know. That's
It's not true, or he's an idiot because you lost the role.
Yeah. Like,
so, it's not true.
It's like a no-name guy.
Yeah.
So, and then some other casting news, which I thought was interesting, was Mark Hamill apparently has not yet been contacted by J.J. Abrams. And this is according to Samuel L. Jackson.
What does Samuel L. Jackson know?
I'm guessing he might appear as a ghost or something.
I'm sure he will, but he's not even in it.
Yeah.
Confirmed anything. He didn't meet with J.J. Abrams or anything either.
So,
but I would love to see him back. I love Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Need a Mace Windu movie.
Would you watch Windu? I mean, they can. He's not aging. That guy, Samuel Jackson, doesn't age.
He looks the same from the 90s.
Black don't crack. That's a fact. Will Smith also hasn't aged.
Yeah, Blackish Jedi.
He looks the same, too.
And then the first confirmed character. We have our first confirmed character, you guys, for Star Wars Episode
Michael
7.
Stuska.
I'm in it.
R2-D2.
Wasn't that what that picture was last week?
Yeah, that's why. But interesting
thing... So C-3PO's out. That's the rumor I'm hearing.
So, yeah. Not yet confirmed. The cool thing about this R2-D2, though, is it was built by fans. These two guys built this R2-D2 robot, and then J.J. Abrams liked it so much that he wants to use it in the movie.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Where's the old R2-D2?
I don't know. It doesn't look as good as this new one. Like, I saw, like, a high-res picture of this new one, and it looked phenomenal. Like, there's more depth to it and stuff. Like, before, it looked very flat, kind of. Like, barely any depth.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks like it's actually built instead of, like, conveniently painted. Everything. Yeah, instead everything. Of, like, a painted trash can, it looks like there's, like, parts that...
Oh, yeah. Out.
So now it's time for... This Week in Movies in the Past. It's a long one for you guys. An American Tale came out in 1986. The Land Before Time and Oliver and Company comes out in 1988. Back to the Future Part 2 came out in 1989. An American Tale, Fievel Goes West. And The Addams Family comes out in 1991. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, and Malcolm X came out in 1992. Addams Family Values came out in 1993. Toy Story had a limited release, and Casino came out in 1995. Jingle All the Way, one of the best Christmas movies, came out in 1996. Mortal Kombat Annihilation, one of the worst movies based off a video game, came out in 1997. The Rugrats movie, A Bug's Life, came out in limited release, and Enemy of the State came out in 1998. The World Is Not Enough and Toy Story 2 came out in limited release in 1999.
Jesus.
Unbreakable came out in 2000. Spy Game came out in 2001. Die Another Day came out in 2002. National Treasure and the SpongeBob SquarePants movie came out in 2004. Twilight came out in 2008. Twilight New Moon and The Blind Side came out in 2009. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 came out in 2010.
Whoa.
The Muppets and Hugo came out in 2011. And Rise of the Guardians and Life of Pi came out in 2012. Wow. I thought it was really cool how some of those movies, how this, they shared the weekend. And that like Pixar that, yeah. shared this week, like did this weekend for the limited releases. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, American Tale and Fievel Goes West came out the same weekend, and then Addams Family and Addams Family Values came out the same, and then Toy Story and Toy Story 2.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. That's cool, because I was thinking Toy Story, and then I was thinking Toy Story 3, no. but that came out in, like, May. That
yeah, came out in summer.
Summer, because, like, oh, that's smarter. That's where you move them to get more people, because people are going to watch it.
And it's also, like, a big gap.
Yeah.
So now is this weekend movies in the now... In theaters this week is Delivery Man and Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Yay!
Hunger Games.
And Dallas Buyers Club is expanding.
Oh, let's see that tonight.
Dallas Buyers Club. That movie actually looks really good.
I don't know what that is.
That's the one with Matthew McConaughey, and he's like, he has AIDS, and he has to get the AIDS. He like smuggles AIDS medicine. This is like back in the 70s.
Missed that one.
Oh, he's like a drug smuggler. Because like the U.S. won't order any more of the AIDS medicine. And they're like, you're going to die in 30 days. He's like, no one tells me I can die in 30 days. It was like a commercial. And they set up these buying clubs in the United States, all these places, where they would go hop over the border, buy a bunch of drugs, like the AIDS medicine in Mexico or Canada, and then smuggle it back and then distribute it to all these AIDS patients.
Okay. That is interesting, actually.
So I think it was
actually
in like
Matthew McConaughey's movie. Like,
this is the movie where he lost all that weight for. Remember there's that picture of him and his mother? On, like, his mom's birthday, and it looks like he's leaning on his, like, elderly mother because, like, he's so frail. This is a movie that he lost all that weight for.
When he's actually acting in movies, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And Jared Leto is also in this movie, and he's, like, a cross-dresser or something because there's a lot of... Oh, also, this is a true story. And
oh, I figured,
yeah. Matthew McConaughey's character is homophobic, and this is back in the 70s when GRID existed instead of HIV, or it's, like, gay-related immune deficiency. Mm-hmm. Because people thought you could only get HIV if you were gay. So, and then VOD this week is The Man Who Is Tall Happy, an animated conversation with Noam Chomsky comes out.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now for some miscellaneous news. Gravity crosses $500 million internationally. So it makes it the most successful movie for both Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
What?
I thought that was insane. Not the same. Not the most successful movie they've both been in together. That's George Clooney's most successful movie is Gravity.
No.
Sandra Bullock's most successful movie is Gravity.
What? This is shocking to me.
Does this change your mind? As soon as I heard this, I was like,
no.
Michael's like, he does not care about this movie.
No.
It's going to win an Oscar. You're like, I don't care.
No.
Not going to win an Oscar.
Will not win an Oscar.
Because it's not Oscar bait, that's why.
I'll probably see it and then I'll be like, yeah, this was overhyped, like I thought. Like, I'll probably see it at home. I guess if you don't get the experience, it's not the same, but even so. I don't know.
And, Anangok, which was...
deleted scene?
No, it's like a subplot. It's like, it's
part of the movie. Oh, they get some Chinese actors there, too, and they filmed the part, like Iron Man 3. They filmed with the top Chinese.
Kind of. Oh, really? It's actually pretty close.
Yeah. Wow, I was trying to tell a joke.
I can't. I don't want to spoil it. Because I do have hope you're going to watch this movie.
I will watch it. I just...
Did you watch...
I'm not going to watch it.
Did you watch the Anangok
thing? No, it just got released. We talked about it a few weeks ago. Yeah. And it just got released online, so you can go watch it. And apparently it's really heart-touching.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, I remember that scene.
That
movie was very easy to remember everything in.
Yeah. But that scene was just like... Yeah. Heartbreaking, almost. It made me feel weird. So, a haunted house... Two.
Which one was the first one?
This is the movie with the Wayne brothers, I think.
I don't know. I haven't heard of this.
It's the spoof of Paranormal Activity, and it's like an all-black cast.
They made one already?
It's an all-black cast. And
they're
making
a second one now?
Yeah, the first one was on Netflix. It's on Netflix right now.
This one sounds hilarious.
This movie sounds terrible. But apparently it was made only for $2 million, and it made over $60 million. So a sequel makes sense.
I thought you said it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
How do you make money off Netflix?
No, like, it was in theaters and everything.
Oh.
I think it came in theaters when the last Paranormal Activity movie came out.
So it's a comedy spin-off.
It's a comedy spoof.
Actually, you might watch it. It sounds kind
of... It sounds so dumb. I heard it so bad.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those, like, comedy, like, those parody comedy stuff.
Well, if you're not a fan of that one, there's another movie that I'm going to touch on later. But Gran Turismo, the video game, is being made into a movie. What? And it's being written by
Need
Alex
for Speed.
Say by Watchmen. It's like a serious version of the Need for Speed movie.
Yeah.
No.
That's when they get Bryan Cranston instead of
Aaron Paul.
It's like that one movie with Jason Statham. Or all those movies.
Transporter,
yeah.
That was, this one's supposed to be serious about like a racer rising through the ranks or something. I don't know. Sounds kind of like Rush to me.
I'm waiting for a GTA movie.
Grand Theft Auto? Yeah. Never going to happen.
It'll happen.
Sabotage. I heard about this movie this week, which sounded kind of interesting. It's directed... by the guy directed and written by David Ayer, and he's the guy who directed End of Watch and wrote Training Day, both great movies, writing and directing point, like stand, like viewing. So it stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sam Worthington, Terrence Howard, and Morelli Anos and Olivia Williams. So this movie is pretty much about a DEA. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger leads the DEA crew. They make a bust of like millions of dollars from this cartel, and the money goes missing, and it's a cover up. So like, there's a bunch of shooting and stuff. Do you buy this? First of all, I don't understand why you would cast Arnold Schwarzenegger as the head cop in any movie. That guy doesn't speak English well. Like, he doesn't have an American accent. What kind of head of Atlanta DEA do you think they would be like, oh, yeah, this guy who has a heavy European accent, let's just elect him?
Well, he was elected governor of our wonderful
exactly.
state of California.
You couldn't make that up. If you made that
that's
up,
true.
It's pretty much that's that, as far a stretch where he can... He can justify what he's been in the past now.
Because, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
It's like, dude, people made him the governor.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
that movie he was in with Johnny Knoxville. He's like a sheriff of a small town.
That's fucking crazy, though. Think about it, that he was our governor.
I know.
Like, what the hell?
Like, he was... I followed the campaign a little bit, and he's literally quoting lines
his
from
movies,
his movies
yeah.
and debates and stuff.
I'd be back.
It's like,
it's time to chill out.
Like,
and no, I don't want abortions. Like, stuff like that. I don't know his views on abortions, but like, that's just an example.
Stuff like that,
he would say that in a debate.
Literally, it's so weird. But, I mean, it's no more ridiculous than movie Two Guns, that was way more ridiculous a concept. So
yeah, well, that's another comic book movie.
This is comic book movie?
Yeah.
Huh. I had no idea.
Exactly. From Kaboom, I think, makes that comic book. How to Train Your Dragon 2?
Yeah.
There's a new poster.
Never seen. You talk about that, Doctor? Because
apparently you're excited. Who is this guy?
He was the guy in the first movie.
Main character. And what's the dragon's name?
I don't know.
You're useless.
Nightwing or some shit?
No. He's grown up. The dragon is grown up.
That's a dragon that looks like a snake. No, I heard the movie's good. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I saw the Christmas one.
I never...
the holiday special.
Didn't
I know. I think I saw a little cartoon, too.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. We saw it.
I don't think it was a holiday special, though. The one I saw.
We saw it at Alex's house?
Maybe.
That would be the place to watch it.
Makes sense.
Okay. Mad Max Fury Road is coming out in... It's like a remake.
Oh, it's a remake.
In 2015.
That was a video game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's also coming out.
Oh, a video game's coming out too?
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life. We talked about movies that have really late sequels. This Holy one takes crap. The cake. Stop. It's a sequel to the Wonderful... It's a Wonderful Life. It's planned for 2015, which is 68 years later than the original release. And it has one of the actors from the first movie in this one.
What?
It's like the daughter who played the person who played the daughter, the little girl, is now old and she's in this movie.
They need to stop.
But Paramount doesn't like this very much, so they're blocking it because Paramount has the rights to
thank you, Paramount. Someone.
So we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Paramount.
Someone with the brain.
68 years later, can you imagine?
Could you imagine if I made
a movie, like a sequel to the original Ocean's 11? Now with like Frank, like that whole cast is dead.
Las Vegas.
Like, okay, we're gonna rob.
I'm gonna make a sequel.
Gonna rob the old folks' home.
I'm gonna make a movie called Lunch at Tiffany's.
Yeah, because you got it after breakfast. Come lunch.
Yeah, after breakfast, maybe brunch at Tiffany's.
Yeah, don't even go. Don't jump to lunch. That's a third.
Yeah, I need to expand. I need to like milk this for all it's worth. Then supper. Then dinner.
You got the midnight snack. The last
dessert
of the series.
And then
midnight snack.
Midnight snack, and then maybe nightcap.
Nightcap, yeah.
And then
we could create a whole franchise now
at Tiffany's. Snack.
At Tiffany's,
or maybe I'll change it to other stores on Fifth Avenue at Bloomingdale.
Bloomingdale.
At Louis Vuitton. It's like
this is endless possibilities.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Though
I mean, they think. Comic book characters, they think they got a lot, but we got even more.
Yeah, I'm just like, forget remakes and reboots. Let's just make sequels to really old movies.
Yes.
Let's take The Birds 2.
Do it.
Starring Larry Bird.
Yeah, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird is actually the guy who like...
Why are all these birds here?
Yeah, he just has that one line.
Get off my lawn.
Stupid birds.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand.
Who? Well, they're not making it, though.
Yeah. Well, this movie was remade.
Who pitches this, though?
This movie was remade since then, though. This movie had a remake in 1993, I think. So, why?
Who comes up with this shit?
Yeah.
It's like, submits it like, to the board, it gets approved, and then someone higher up has to say, fuck, what the hell?
To be fair, A Christmas Story got a sequel a few years ago.
Yeah, But that was straight to DVD.
Straight to DVD.
This was planning for theaters, right?
Yeah,
I'm assuming.
Still is. It's like Paramount that is blocking it, but I don't think they have complete control. It's almost like The Wizard of Oz, The Great and Wonderful, like being a prequel, but it's
great
not
and powerful.
Whatever.
Powerful.
I don't care.
It wasn't wonderful.
Did you see
and it? And it's like not official, but.
But the only you only own certain rights.
Yeah, like
but
they
that
don't
was
have
like a
rights
prequel-ish.
Like the Ruby.
It was prequel, though.
And they did the black and white and gray thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they were allowed to do that. I feel like you should be able
to
trademark certain techniques and stuff. Like,
well, they're allowed to do, like, that was a thing. They rode the line of what they're allowed to do. Like,
yeah.
Into the brick road and whatever. I don't know what they don't
They couldn't
own.
Do the ruby slippers. So.
Yeah. But they wouldn't do that.
Because that was all stuff that Warner Brothers, like, added to the book.
Yeah. They can just use the book. That's why when they were doing all the interviews, they kept saying, the book.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're inspired by the movie. The books.
Which is like bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, no.
I'm going to do that. What's a really successful movie based off a book? I'm going to make
a
sequel slash prequel to it. Yeah, that's not a comic book. like an old book that's in public domain.
I don't know what books
are. The Three Musketeers. I'm going to make another movie. No, that doesn't make any sense. This is a tough category. What's a famous movie?
Bible.
There you go. It's a famous movie based off a book.
That's an old book. I don't think anybody owns it.
It has to be in public domain. But the movie is more like popular than the book.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
The Quran.
That's not a movie.
I'm going to make a movie about the Quran.
They can't show Muhammad. Or not Muhammad. They can't show the prophet.
They can't do anything.
Yeah, they can't do shit.
They can't do art.
Yeah, but...
I'm pretty sure they can't even take pictures sometimes.
That's why, like, you don't need that much money to make the movie, then. You're like...
You just have a lot of calligraphy.
It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of voiceover work.
It's a video of someone turning the pages of the book.
Yeah.
They're reading it. Great movie.
This Torah. Is, like, a terrible idea, though. You just do, like, the whole trifecta of books. And we'll do the Bible, the Torah, and the Quran.
Yeah, we'll make it a trilogy.
Yeah.
Because, like, they occur at different time periods. Rye.
That's not public domain. You suck at this game.
I don't know what public domain is. What is
either
public.
Do I.
And there's not even a movie. Is there a popular movie on that?
No, there should be. I'm saying you could make a movie.
No, I'm saying
it would be a terrible movie.
I'm saying I'd make a sequel or prequel to a movie, but then I'll just say the book is the source material. Like kind of what they're doing with Peter Pan.
Is that in public domain?
I guess Peter Pan is the one.
Does Disney own Holes?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Do Holes.
Okay, so we're done with that conversation.
And you can make Hole. You can make him fat. You can make Stanley Yelnats fat.
I might as well just remake that movie.
Yeah. Was
Shia LaBeouf should have, like,
gained weight.
Yes. I think he was too young an actor at that time to do that kind of stuff.
Gaining and losing weight for roles is not controversial enough. Let's make a little kid do it.
It wasn't that little. I mean, he was probably like 16 at the time. I don't know.
The Purge is getting a sequel. You saw The Purge.
Yes. We don't need a sequel.
2014, though.
Whoa, that's next year. What the hell?
No, they're trying to
make... That movie was made for like next to nothing. That's why.
They're trying to make it like Paranormal Activity, where they're just gonna have one every year or something.
It's like,
really?
I don't know that.
I'm just saying.
But these movies
that's what it seems like.
These movies are like technically successful because they're making a lot of money because they're also made for like zero money.
Well, that's all that can be made: big budget movies or cheaply made movies. That suck.
They have a high
nothing in the margin. Middle. There's nothing in the middle.
Like,
it's not worth it.
A haunted house.
Yeah, that's another, like, that's different than, like, because Purge takes itself seriously, but not really.
Well, I'm saying, like, with the thing where it's so, like, cheap. Even if, like, 10 cheap, people go watch it, it's still profitable.
Exactly. Like, it's like, it took $10 to make this movie. If we get one person buys the tickets, we made money.
Yeah.
You doubled your profit in this thing.
Which is, which is ridiculous.
That's true.
Maybe we should change our discussion to that. El Presidente. So this movie is written and directed by the guy who made A Few Good Men. Tom Cruise is supposed to be a Secret Service agent. It's like a Secret Service agent protecting a president. And they want Jack Nicholson to be the president, so that way it's a reunion of A Few Good Men. Because A Few Good Men was written and directed by the same guy. Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson were in it. That's the movie where it's like, you can't handle the truth. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Machete Kills, again in space. Trailer was released this week.
Didn't that movie just come out like
Machete Kills
2 weeks ago or something?
Those movies are, again, really cheap to make.
Okay,
but they get a lot of people.
Yeah. Lady Gaga was in that last one.
Why don't those people want money? They're like, we don't care.
Best Man Holiday, a movie that was a sequel, is getting another sequel. So there you go. Peter Pan Origin, that we talked about last week. I think Warner Brothers is making this one, or maybe Fox. I can't remember which one this was. Javier Bardem might play Blackbeard.
We're going to get another pirate besides Hook?
Besides Hook. Weird. This is the origin. We don't know. Captain Hook might not exist yet. I think he does exist.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know the origin. I don't know the origin. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about
Peter Pan. How does Neverland work?
Yeah. Magic. Fairies. Clap your hands. Don't believe in them. They go away. That's the basics.
I'm going to skip and then go back because I want to end on a crazy note. Best Night Ever, this new movie that's another spoof movie, is coming out. And it's a spoof of Bridesmaids, Spring Breakers, and The Hangover. So that trailer came out this week. So a lot of shitty trailers came out this week.
Yeah.
Or a lot of trailers for movies I would never watch came out this week, I guess.
Let's hope The Hunger Games has good trailers.
What about The Starving Games? Did you watch that movie?
The Honest Movie Trailers review or whatever.
Starving Games?
No.
That was a spoof of The Hunger Games.
Oh, really?
It's made by the Scary Movie people. Another movie series that's very cheap to make, and they make like a billion of them, even though they're terrible. So, 50 Shades of Grey. Let's just talk about this for a little bit. We talked about how it's going to get a Valentine's Day release date in 2015.
Holy shit.
And we talked about how those pictures got released of the cast for the first time in character last week. Or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
I don't remember talking about that.
So one of the directors stated that he wants to have two versions of the movies released in theaters. One being rated R, the second one being rated NC-17.
And the third one being a porno.
I think that's the NC-17 one.
I don't know where on the scale is NC-17. I've never seen a movie like that.
Exactly. So. A lot of theaters won't carry NC-17 movie in theater. Like, that's why a lot of studios won't make NC-17 movies, because they think it's like no one's going to go watch them. It's not profitable.
Mm-hmm.
At least with an R-rated movie, you can take in a 16-year-old if you're over 21.
Yeah.
But NC-17 is like literally no one under 17 can be in the theater, which is weird. Why can a 17-year-old go watch an NC-17 rated movie but not go watch a porno?
Who knows?
It should be 18. What happens in that 1 year between 17 and 18?
Yeah, what is the...
Well, that changes.
Rated R is 17, isn't it?
Rated R is 17. But you can take in a 16... You can take in someone under 18.
Oh, is that what it is?
Or 17 if you're...
You have to be... You can't be 17 and take somebody in, though.
Technically, you can, but the rule in our area is that theaters won't sell you multiple tickets unless you're 21 for some reason.
I don't think that's true. I did that many times in high school.
Bought tickets for other people?
I thought so. Maybe I don't remember. I'm not remembering correctly.
No, I remember because we tried to do it. Remember then I had to bring my passport?
I thought that's just because you wanted to do it. Like you wanted to buy your ticket. I don't
know. Oh, no.
I don't remember.
So, yeah. I don't know. NC-17 rated movie. And then, like, they'd only have to play it at night. It's, like, weird. Then you get into, like, then we're, like, back in the day where grindhouse movies exist. Where, like, all the dirty movies they'd play at night. So, let's talk about some of the watched movies. You want to go first?
Well, I watched a trailer.
You watched a trailer?
Which is, like, the new Muppets movie. Muppets Most Wanted, or what is it?
Muppets Most Wanted.
Most Wanted. I saw the trailer.
Maybe that trailer will be on tonight. We're going to go watch the Catching Fire tonight in IMAX.
Yes.
50 minutes of that movie is going to be in IMAX, which is pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe we'll see that Muppets trailer. The Muppets trailer is pretty cool.
You saw the first one, I assume.
Yeah, I like the first one a lot.
I love the first one.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. This seems like it's going in a different direction, which is good because it's not going to rehash anything.
Well, the first one was just like, I think you can only do that movie once.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's like, oh, we need to get the old band back together. And then there's like a lot of, you're like, oh, why aren't they like on good terms and stuff?
Exactly. And now they're still going to be big. And it's pretty cool. I mean, I like the concept.
Hopefully they have just as many cameos, though.
Yeah, they had a lot in the trailer alone. Oh, that's awesome. So there's a lot of cameos.
Because that was one of my favorite things in the first one was how many cameos they had.
I was like, what?
You're like, everyone's in this movie.
Yeah, really? It's crazy.
So I watched two movies this week. I watched The Collection, which is a sequel to this horror movie from 2008, I think, called The Collector, which was made by the guys who made Saw, and then they made The Collector, and then that movie was in theaters for like barely any time. Then it was out of theaters forever with no release on DVD. So that was a pain because I wanted to go watch this movie in theaters, but then I was too scared to go watch it. So then I think The Collection came out in 2013 or 2012, and now it's on Netflix. And it's about, the first movie is about a guy who breaks into a house, and while he breaks into the house, the family is being tortured by this like sick guy. And then this movie, The Collection, picks up where the last one ended. So you should go watch it if you like. It's like a better Saw, because I think Saw has all these weird torture devices in it with like no story. This movie has a better story behind why these torture devices, not much torture devices, but why he does all this stuff. So that was pretty cool. And he wears this really weird mask. And that's kind of cool to see. And then the second movie I saw was Brian's pick last week for Netflix, which is Slither. And that was, holy shit, that was really funny. Really awesome. It felt almost like an old horror movie where it's like just over the top. Crazy. Funny, though. With a lot of people in it. So now I have faith in James Gunn for Guardians of the Galaxy.
I also watched a movie Brian watched. I watched Prisoners.
How'd you like that one?
Yeah, it was good, but yeah, it was 2.5 hours. But it was good. I had time to waste, so I was like, I'm going to watch this movie. I liked it. It was good.
Actually, you watch any movies?
It's good.
No, I don't think I watched any movies this week. I watched Avatar TV show.
Okay, well, you can talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
Avatar. Soon. Now it's time for some television news. Most important television news this week. Caught all these people by storm. Preacher is supposedly greenlit by AMC. AMC is allegedly working on Preacher, according to what the executive of AMC said to a comic book shop owner when the AMC owner, or when the AMC exec was just walking through the store. He's like, oh, I'm working on a Preacher TV show, which is how that news broke.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that insane? So a lot of people are confused because Preacher A is about a guy, like a priest in the apocalypse and stuff. And he like cusses and stuff. He's like a renegade priest almost. And there's a character in there named Arseface. And he tries, like, the reason he's called Arseface is because he tries to kill himself like Kurt Cobain, which is a shotgun to the face. And it doesn't work. It doesn't kill him. So he has like this disfigured face that looks like an asshole. So like a lot of people are confused as to how this is going to work. And like this Preacher was like, they're trying to make it into a movie for a while. So we'll see what happens, I guess. The Michael J. Fox show, Christopher Lloyd is going to be a guest on this season. Awesome. So a lot of people are excited because it's the first time they're back together since Back to the Future.
Pretty cool. Not going to watch, but pretty cool.
I think I'm going to watch that one episode. Cool.
Maybe worth
just
it,
hope
yeah.
they
Maybe
make it, a yeah. reference.
We're I'm like, sure they're in the they car. Will. I'm sure they will.
And he's
too.
Like, Christopher Lloyd's like, you're driving 88 miles an hour. We're going to see some heavy shit. Or some serious shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, serious shit.
That's the one.
Marty
says heavy.
Yeah.
Until, you keep saying until it. Back to the Future 3, where they switch their lines, which is awesome.
You keep saying that. Why is something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull in the future?
And Marty just ignores him. He does not respond to that either. It's just like they're like talking to us, but like they're not even paying attention to each other. It's hilarious.
Breaking Bad, the complete season got released on Blu-ray, and the Malcolm in the Middle ending got leaked on the internet, which is something a lot of people joked about, and then they actually did it, which is surprising. But not, because I don't think that...
Because Breaking Bad has to live up, because it has to keep making us happy.
Breaking Bad, even after it's done, they're like, what were the fans saying? Let's do that.
Let's just make them happy.
The fans are wondering what happened to Saul after The Cleaners. Oh, let's just... you know that prequel show we were going to make of Better Call Saul? Let's just make it a prequel-sequel hybrid.
Yeah, let's just tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah. So that's awesome, because one of my favorite things about Breaking Bad is the fact that it had no like loose ends at the end. There aren't many questions I have. There's certain things like what was Gustavo Fring doing in Chile and stuff.
Yeah.
But I can live without knowing.
Like, he could probably get his own show too.
Yeah, they'll probably give him a show. That guy's an amazing actor. So the fact that they did this as a joke thing is pretty funny. And this is him. He wakes up in bed with the mom from Malcolm in the Middle, and he's like, "I just had the worst." And he's like, "How?"
Saw it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, I'm the only one that didn't
watch. Oh, you didn't
see it? No.
Oh, yeah. That's all that happened. But it's pretty, it's funny.
Because most of the time I'm browsing all these news sites is when I'm at work, and then at work we have YouTube blocked, so I can't watch like anything.
It's funny because
just watch on your phone.
Don't have YouTube blocked
at work. Or is it blocked the whole internet?
It's blocked on all the internet.
Oh, okay.
So I have to like disconnect my phone from Wi-Fi and then watch it on YouTube, and then it's like... Then I'm worried it's too long. So the Walking Dead spinoff, we've been talking about it for on and off. Mainly off. We just bring it up every so often. What is it going to be? Is it going to be like a West Coast version maybe? Mm-hmm. Maybe it takes place in Europe. Now we have some news. It might be a prequel.
Prequel as in the couple first days of the attack? Or
before the attack. Like building up to the attack.
But how many episodes? Like, what That's actually releases they, it? What actually?
If they do it, I think they should. What they should do is have season one as a prequel, and then season two be like a prequel of what's happening in that world on the West Coast or something, and then build it into a Walking Dead West Coast or Walking Dead Europe or Walking Dead Midwest.
That's the thing. But how much of the prequel would be before the zombie attack?
Like, I just want to see
like a whole season.
I just want to see how the zombie attack happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. I just don't know how much of a season you'd get before you get to zombie. But even the first days of the... Because that would be a prequel. Because in Walking Dead, they don't start... They start, like, with Rick, who you're in a coma.
Yeah.
For however... What's he... Out of 3 months, 4 months, I don't know how long. But, like, the first days of the attacks would be cool to... Like, because you don't see that many people in Walking Dead. Like, yeah, seeing a bunch of people dying and turning into zombies would be pretty sick.
Like, how did that girl in the first scene... How did she become a zombie?
But yeah, they'll definitely do it somewhere, not Atlanta, probably West Coast, I would think.
So some interesting news. This is like really boring for most people, so it's my fault. You can just fall asleep again. FXX paid $750 million for syndication rights for The Simpsons, and that's 540 episodes. They're going to want to, they want to stream them on their site and their app. Now, I don't understand how this works because FXX is a subsidiary of Fox.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And Fox that owns the rights. Maybe they have to pay it to like Matt Groening and them, like Gracie Films.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe to sell them.
Yeah.
If you own the property, you have to sell them to different channels and stuff.
But it's crazy because it's not really $750 million outright. It's $1.25 million a week for the whole time. And they think the contract is for a decade.
Wow.
So it works.
Because I remember... A while ago, they were thinking of making a Simpsons channel that's just constantly...
That just shows... They could do it.
They can do it, yeah. But they
would have to put it on a different
network then.
540 times 30? Or
I think eventually they will have one, I would guess, but...
820.
Who knows? There you go. You got...
What is it? No.
Oh, you're just making up things. Okay.
Half Divide by 60. 270 hours of show. You can just... That show is 270 hours long so far. So it only loops every, 270, 24, 11.25 days.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insanity.
That is crazy. You'll, like, never be able to...
And it's really simple. The way
I missed this episode.
Yeah, the way you do it is you just stagger the episode. So you'd have the first 24 episodes, or the first 48 episodes play... through simultaneously, and then the next day is two, like at the time slot of episode one, you do episode two, and you just like stagger
it. Oh, yeah.
About half an
hour. If you watch it the same time every day, it's different.
So then if you watch it at the same time, like for 30 minutes every day, you'd watch the show in 200 or
500 years,
500 days, so about like 2 years. Or they could do a bunch of stuff, but it's not even for a channel. They're just going to do it streaming for free, which is pretty cool. That's why Netflix doesn't have The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Because $750 million is quite a lot to pay for a single television show that is losing.
It would over-encompass Netflix.
Yeah.
The Simpsons.
Could you imagine if you're like, 540 episodes of The Simpsons are on Netflix? There would be marathons and people would be dying.
How do they have that many episodes?
It feels like episode 300.
Remember 300?
With Tony Hawk.
That's actually, I was still there. That was like, it was a two-parter.
Yeah. And also, The Simpsons was, that's 25 seasons of The Simpsons. So the 26th season was also, or Fox renewed it for a 26th season. So that's some Simpsons news. Also, you should play Simpsons Tapped Out on your phone if you have a chance. No. It's so much fun.
Every time I hear you explain it, I'm like, no.
It's like crack.
That's why.
So then... Now time for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So you guys want to talk about the Thor episode? I didn't see that either.
Did you see it? You didn't see it, did you?
No.
Only I saw it.
Okay.
So I'll just talk a little bit. Well, it was just like in place. It told us basically like it just gave hints.
Well, they refer to New Mexico.
Yeah. And they give us a little, in the beginning it was cool. They give us like flashes and we saw like a little bit of Thor and Asgard.
I was like, that's cool. And you see the black penis ship thing.
Oh yeah, landing, fall down. London. Part of the trailer and stuff. So it doesn't spoil anything for the movie, I guess. Well, spoiler like
for
Thor.
The show.
Thor doesn't die and he wins. Basically, I guess that's spoiler.
Yeah,
but
and there's a lot.
I would assume
there's a lot of damage in London.
Yeah, I would assume you know that the good guys always win. I mean, if the good guys don't win, that's going to be Man of Steel. I bet you they kill him off or something.
Yeah.
Kill Superman.
So, like, we just need to change the actor. So, like, we don't really like Henry Cavill.
How much darker can we go?
Oh, Death of Superman. That'd be actually a good story arc because Superman does die.
It would. Yes. But they're not going to do it.
I have.
Well, maybe if they want to end him as Superman. I don't know.
No, they just wait a little bit and they can bring him back. They always bring him back.
That's true. Yeah, when nobody really dies in the world
ever.
Anyway. Yeah.
In real life, too.
Agent Coulson. I mean, look at him.
In real life as well. No one really dies. They live on in our hearts.
And they're building up in what happened to Agent Coulson, too, in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
They're like, they're going to tell us eventually. I'm assuming at the season finale or something.
Well, I saw like half of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw when like, they're like, they go to the other scientist.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we found this piece. And then, like, here's a 3D printed model of the other piece.
Yeah. The tech they use is pretty cool.
Yeah.
In the show.
So I just brought that up because they're going to start having Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to start doing 2-part episodes more because these episodes kind of stand alone. Like,
yeah.
There's like subplots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, these episodes, you can just watch like a random episode and you're like, oh, this is cool. A little bit of action. They're going to start doing 2-part episodes and returning characters.
That's pretty cool. It'll be like mini movies almost.
Yeah.
So it'll be like an hour and a half total.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then.
But like what returning character? People we already know? Or just
yeah,
like
people we already know.
Like,
so like
Robin and stuff.
Maybe her, but I was thinking like maybe that scientist that was in episode 2, I believe, or episode 3. That one that's like kidnapped and stuff. The metal one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I would think so because they like. What they do on all these episodes now, they have that end clip.
Movie stinger.
Where thing. It just, you're like, oh, shoot, that's going to lead to something eventually.
Yeah, like the one on the last one was like, oh, like, you can't access that file. It's, like, to Agent Coulson.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, and I thought I was the highest.
Whoa. Yeah. It's like, where's my clearance levels in that? Yeah, what's going on?
My clearance level's 8 or something, or clearance level 9. And it's like a clearance level 10 or 9 or 10.
For some reason, I always thought Agent Coulson was even higher up than he is, but he's actually not that
high. Yeah, he's like only one higher than like everyone else.
Yeah, he's
it
not.
It seems like.
Yeah, he's not that high. Like Maria Hill, she's way above like Coulson.
Yeah. And she seems like Nick, she's like working for him almost, it seems like. Maria Hill. To me, I got that vibe.
Oh, no, I don't think so. She's the number 2 in all of
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, like, well, they said in one of the, I forgot. I think it's like last episode. They're like, oh, Nick Fury has his favorites.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So, did you hear about this David Blaine special?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
I missed it for some reason. I'm a huge fan of magic. And I didn't know this was going to happen because I'm so behind on my DVR and I don't really watch commercials anymore.
I saw like, it's a, every time I watch sports, there's commercials. That's
the
only time I get them.
But he mainly did these tricks with celebrities, and I heard about this Harrison Ford one where apparently he scared Harrison Ford so bad with his trick that Harrison Ford was just like, get the fuck out of my house.
Wow.
Like, there's a, it's like a bleeped out clip in the special. Oh, wow. He says that to him.
That's crazy.
So it's pretty crazy. I'll like run over the trick. So pretty much David Blaine's like, choose a card to Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford chooses the card, puts it back in the deck. David Blaine's like, the card doesn't exist in the deck anymore. Harrison Ford looks through the deck. The card's not there. He's like, can you hand me that orange over there? It's like in Harrison Ford's kitchen.
Yeah.
He hands him over the orange. He's like, let me cut into it. He's like, what was that card you had? And then inside was the rolled up like 9 of hearts or whatever that Harrison Ford had.
Yeah.
Amazing. That would scare me too. But yeah, it's crazy, man. Did you guys ever watch those like magic specials when you were a kid?
No.
Kind of with my cousins, but I don't really remember them.
Oh, I used to watch them like religiously. Like, I would watch them every one as soon as one would come on. I watched like David Blaine in that water tank that he failed at. David Blaine stand on the beam. David Blaine under ice. David Copperfield.
I'm watching the under ice one, I think.
Yeah. David Copperfield in the fire tornado thing. Oh man, I loved all those ones. David Blaine in the box. that people were throwing food at.
When he was alive or something like that.
No, that was a different one. That was the one where he was frozen in ice. The other one was he was hanging in the sky over London. Now for some video game news. The Xbox One was released on Friday. I didn't get one because I canceled my order because I was scared after the whole PS4 botched release. And now apparently some disk drives are broken on some users' Xbox Ones already. So, and then I like discussed, I had to like go to all my friends and was like, should I cancel my order or not? And then they're all like, yeah, it's not worth it.
Is it just me or does this generation seem more haphazard, like release?
Last one was as well.
Yeah.
Red Rings of Death and.
Yeah.
Red Rings of Death was a big one for Xbox. It affected like a third of all systems at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you ever have an Xbox? You didn't have an Xbox, right?
My brother has an Xbox 360 and his had the Red Ring of Death.
Mine did too eventually. And I was like, I'd send it and all that shit. It was so annoying. But yeah. They gave you like a free month of Xbox Live. But the worst part was you had to wait a long time for your Xbox to come back. And remember, one of our friends had it hit three of his consoles. Like, he would get one. He got the first one, Red Rings of Death. Then the replacement, Red Rings of Death. Then that replacement, Red Rings of Death. And then that replacement finally worked. But yeah. So now it's time for some discussion. Yesterday, we hung out with one of our friends who we tried to get on the podcast. And he was just like, no. Don't want to be on the podcast. So, he didn't talk like that, but... we hung out with him, we had a few beers, and we were playing N64. And some of those games are very difficult to play now.
They are hard.
Do you think these games are just so difficult for us to play because, like, the graphics now are so much better? Or, like, we played Donkey Kong 64.
It's just clunky.
Yeah, like, the gameplay mechanics.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I was a kid, it was so smooth for me. Like, I knew exactly what I was doing.
It's because your fingers could react to it.
Yeah, I think it's the repetition of doing it. I feel like if we played this for, like, a week straight, we would... It's the muscle memory of doing it.
It'd be natural to move the character around the screen, and you could just do it easily.
Because, like, we were playing Super Smash and stuff, and when we were playing, like...
Second game, like, I got a lot better.
Yeah. And I remember that I used to be able to, like... know what was going to happen. Because in that game, you move pretty slow-ish.
Yeah, like, and like your reaction times adapt. It's almost
so
like
you'll know what's going on. Like, you know, oh, if I do that movement, this is going to happen. He's going to do that.
At the level where, like, the tournament playing Street Fighter guys, they know, like, how many frames of the screen moves take. So, like, oh, this is takes up, like, three frames.
Yeah, that's
like
kind of what it was. Like, yeah, that's kind of what
almost
it was like playing
on
that
level where... It's much easier back then for Super Smash Brothers because it's so slow.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, it takes like seconds. You don't have to count frames.
Oh,
count seconds.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, with that, it's easy. Now with like current fighting games,
so fast.
I'm just a button masher because I can't react that fast and do it.
But yeah, we played that and then we played GoldenEye, another very difficult game to play.
Yeah, that was hard.
The strafing is weird in that game.
Huh?
The strafing with the...
And the aiming was very odd.
Yeah.
And the...
Everything about that game is strange.
The option menus, the fact that you can only go one way. You have to press A to change the guns, and then...
It's like, I passed it. Darn it.
Then, like,
go all the way around
so stupid.
And then, like, A and B were to change weapons. Where, like, now I'm used to, like, holding, like, the left trigger and then using my right thumbstick and stuff to, like...
The two
thumbsticks, like...
Yeah.
I remember when it first came out for Xbox, I was just like, this is so weird. Why are the two thumbs... Oh, I guess DualShock. I guess this first PlayStation in the first game was Ape Escape. Remember that for PlayStation?
Yeah.
It was the first game to require DualShock controllers. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was so weird. Now it makes so much more sense that you play it. But yeah, it was fun. We played like Mario Party 3. And that computer on normal. Dude, he destroyed us. He got six stars.
Got seven stars.
Seven stars. I had one star. I got the coin star.
Killed everybody. I still, like, last two turns, I stole Nick's stars. I stole
all
stars.
Nick had three stars.
With the ghost thing or whatever.
With the ghost. And then I also hit this is how I got my stars. Random, in the beginning of the game, random space, I hit a hidden block, gave me a star.
Nice.
One star I stole from Nick with the
ghost.
Another one I hit one of those chance time or like chance places, and then I stole all of his.
Yeah, so like all stars go from, like, you know when you have to choose the three blocks? So yeah, it's like all stars go from Luigi from Waluigi. Yeah, or go to Luigi from Waluigi.
Yeah. So you hit the blocks and you
stole the blocks. I closed my eyes because I was paranoid I was going to lose my stars. So I closed my eyes and I hit myself. Oh, it's going to me. Hit myself, it took his and gave it to me.
Yeah, and we thought it was only one star, but it was all stars on the block. So
and then my last one, I got the coin star.
No, you didn't get it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I got the chance star.
Because you got the chance. Because it's the maximum coins.
You never ran into a star. You never won a star.
Bought one for 20. I stole them.
So you did it the right
way. I earned one.
You let everyone else do all the work.
Oh, it's also really funny because Bowser predicted that he would lose.
Because he said like five turns less. He predicts who's going to lose. He said I was going to lose.
And then you came back and destroyed.
And then I was like, no. That motivated me the whole time.
But then, we also played Pokemon Snap, and that was crazy because like, I don't remember specifically playing those games, like, specifically, but then as soon as I started playing, I was like, I have to take...
Like this spot, and I was like,
you have to throw the apple and lead it to the spot, like the dirty spot, and then it's going to put its tail in the water and get the shell, and then you take a picture of it and stuff like that. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that was actually really fun.
Yeah.
I think that's like the most fun I had on the game.
I actually looked into how to play N64 online through your computer. And I was like...
People do it?
Yeah, I was like, we should definitely do that regularly. That'd
be really cool.
And then we could do it with Nick because he's moving away. So sad. He's moving to the City of Hate, apparently. I learned that today.
Whoa. What makes Dallas that bad?
People hate everything, apparently. Like, I was watching JFK. I was watching that, and then people were like... like, oh yeah, Dallas is a City of Hate. So...
Whoa. Yeah, the Cowboys are there. They suck.
You want to say that?
Fuck the Cowboys.
Screw the Cowboys. Eagles are taking you down.
So now that's it, I guess. Now for some Netflix recommendations. I guess I'll start. My recommendation this week is Donnie Darko. Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, more people, a giant rabbit.
Can't go wrong with that.
It's like a really weird movie. I mean, chances are you've seen it. Like, I can't think of... It's one of those movies that, like... It's an obscure movie, but a lot of people have seen it. So, it's kind of weird. Really crazy. Makes no sense. I can't tell if it makes no sense because it was supposed to be, like, open-ended or if it was just poorly made, so...
Making the movie, they don't even know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's just not have an ending because we're too lazy to make it.
When it becomes like a cult hit, you're like, well, they planned this from the beginning. Yeah. It's like, no, they were just...
It's like overthought.
They didn't think so.
The first time you saw that movie, Steska, was here, right?
Yes. Yeah, it
was
at my house. Because after my birthday, he gave it to me for my birthday, the director's cut.
The whole discussion on it at like 3 or 4 a.m. Whoa, wait a second.
And then the whole time, Maysam was there. He's like, I can look at boobs on my PSP.
Yeah.
Because I showed him how to do the hack for web access back before
I had a web
browser.
I was trying to sleep, and he kept showing me porn on your freaking PlayStation.
Oh, not on mine, on his.
Or on his, yeah. And I was like, dude.
Yeah, he's just like, whoa, man.
Oh, middle school was fun.
Is that middle school?
Yeah, that was middle school.
Jesus.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Way back when. Okay, I recommend The Longest Yard. Not the first one, because I haven't seen that one. But the one with Adam Sandler.
And not the sequel. I think there's a straight-to-DVD sequel.
Oh, not that one either.
And then not the British version.
No, just the one with Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Nelly, Terry Crews. D12 makes an appearance in that movie without Marshall Mathers.
Nick Swartzen is in that movie for a little bit.
Yes, and Tracy Morgan's in that movie.
Burt Reynolds.
Courtney Cox is in that movie for a little bit.
She's the wife, right?
Yeah. What's the dude, Shredder... William Fichtner.
Yeah, he's in there.
He's the bad guy. Or he's not that bad. And then who's the guy? Babe. Who's the farmer in Babe?
I don't know.
Or iRobot. iRobot, that scientist that dies.
Are we going to do this again for the Netflix argument? If you loved Country Grammar, the song, or if you loved the new ad campaign of Honey Nut Cheerios, you're going to love...
I just don't know a lot of actors' names when they're like...
1 second, let me look it up.
I see them as obscure. Well, not really obscure, but they're in a lot of stuff, but I just don't know their names. But anyway, that guy's in it.
If you love Drunk Driving, you're going to love The Longest Yard.
Yeah, that happens too. There's a Frodo reference.
If you like The Great Khali, you're going to love The Longest Yard.
Yeah. So pretty much.
Oh, Goldberg was in this movie.
What? Oh, Goldberg, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. Well, anyway, Adam Sandler goes to prison. They play football. Pretty cool movie. Check it out.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, Joey Diaz is in this movie. Tracy Morgan. Oh yeah, Tracy Morgan's in this movie. Yeah.
Oh, and what is it? Chris Berman's in the movie. He does a commentary.
Steve Austin.
There's a lot of people in this movie.
There is a lot of people.
Yeah. Rob Schneider.
Realize. Oh yeah, Rob Schneider, of course.
I think that's the major ones.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so my recommendation this week is Lost. TV series, all 7 seasons are on Netflix now. Directed by J.J. Abrams, David Lindelof.
A lot of people.
They were the writers. Yeah. So,
got to get back to the island.
Exactly. The island.
I mean,
it was.
Would you recommend someone watch all 7 seasons?
I mean, it takes you in, and you watch the first 2 seasons, and you're sucked in. You have to watch the rest.
I don't believe that. Here's what I'm going to say. As soon as you think it's getting slow, just pull out.
Yeah.
But
it gets you to some good highs.
Like,
the craziest part to me was like the flash forward I was like, yeah. Whoa, why did I see that coming?
Yeah.
But the craziest part about that is...
That's what people thought. That's like, I think, unfortunately, I'm going to sound really like a dick right now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the crutch for this whole show is like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Because I feel like the writers didn't know what they were doing when they wrote the show.
They said they didn't know what they were doing.
And I understand that, but that was crazy to me because a couple episodes earlier, my brother was like, that phone didn't come out back then. He literally said, like, that phone didn't come out yet then. It's so unrealistic. And then we were like, oh, because I watched it with him. And I was like, whoa. That's crazy.
That's like me with the last Final Destination.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name from Ink? From Anchorman, David, what's his name? The sports guy, Champ.
That's not Dave. Paul Rudd?
No.
Paul Rudd's the sports guy.
The guy with the cowboy hat.
I forgot. I don't know his name.
Anyways, he's a teacher in that movie, and he's using
I thought Paul Rudd's the sports guy. Is Paul Rudd the sports guy? What does the other guy do?
No, because he says, whammy! The guy who says whammy.
Then what does Paul Rudd do?
Oh.
Champ kind.
Yeah, who's he played by? Oops.
I need to find out this news team.
David Kirchner.
David, yeah.
So David Kirchner is the teacher in that Final Destination movie, but he uses a really old cell phone. And then when you see the end of the movie, it makes a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah. I like those things.
So, I guess that's it. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas, DESTINYPIZZAS. Tweet us what I should do with lastkryptonian.com because it's just going to sit there. You can follow me directly at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
You can follow me at mstesca, mstesca.
You can follow me at uksharm12, aks.
Nope. You changed your Twitter username.
Did I really?
Yeah, you're like Hockey Demon now.
Okay, Hockey Demon 05, HOCKEYDEMON 05. Thank you, Drew,
for keeping
a tab on my Twitter handle.
Because you tweeted at us, and I was like, this is an Uksher.
So why would you impersonate Uksher?
I forgot that I changed it.
Did you really, though, for a fact? Do you remember that?
How does that work? Because I was already following you.
Yeah, it changes automatically.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Except now, wait, Hockey Demon 05?
Yep. Makes sense because that's my username for everything else in the world.
Yeah, there it is. Uksher Mather.
Does the other Twitter just disappear?
Yeah, you just like change. You can just change your handle.
So I can take that Twitter handle.
But then if you look up.
Is that what's going on? Can I take that Twitter handle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So maybe follow at Uksher M.
You see an Uksher M Mather, yeah. Actually, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is.
That's 12.
They all listen to an old episode and I'll find out.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. We're going to go watch Catching Fire.
Yes. Tell you if we liked it. Or if we did not like it. Or if we
next liked week, the IMAX. Or maybe if we liked it enough, we might do a bonus pod. Maybe.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah. So, until next time, goodbye. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.